poll, Joe Biden's approval underwater, 68% disapprove of handling of inflation. By Hannah Blow on May 2, 2022. President Joe Biden's approval is underwater as the majority of Americans disapprove of his handling of inflation. An ABC News/Washington Post survey released this week found. Biden's approval rating is in the double-digit negatives. As a majority, 52% disapprove, compared to 42% who approve. He has been unable to recover the souring ratings throughout his presidency as Americans continue to face a variety of issues, from mass illegal immigration to high gas prices to rampant inflation. On inflation, specifically, Biden's approval is even worse, with a net rating of minus 40%. According to the survey, 68% disapprove of his handling of inflation, compared to 28% who approve. Notably, inflation remains a top issue among Americans as 50% said they are concerned about it, and another 44% said they are upset. This does not bode well for Democrats, as the survey also found that Republicans have an advantage over Democrats on handling inflation, 50% to Democrats 31%. According to the survey, Biden's ratings failed to offer Democrats any more encouragement heading into the midterms. While Biden's standing just ahead of the November election remains to be seen, it's currently similar to Trump's going into his first midterm, 40%, his party lost 40 seats. It's worse than Barack Obama's approval in October 2010, 50%, loss of 63 seats, Bill Clinton's in 1994, 48%, loss of 54 seats, and Ronald Reagan's in 1982, 49%, loss of 26 seats. The exception is Jimmy Carter, who lost fewer seats, but still 15, in his first midterm, with 49% approval. Democrats, however, are following the lead of the president and refusing to take responsibility for these looming issues ahead of the midterms. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, put this tactic on full display last week after telling a reporter that she believes Americans blame oil and gas companies, not Democrats and their policies, for high gas prices in Biden's America. The survey, taken April 24-28, 2022, among 1,004 adults, has a plus/3.5% margin of error.